It is Easter Sunday, 1993, and as instructed, I'm here. I'm here, pencil in hand, writing pad before me, ready to begin. Oh, I should tell you, God asked me to be here. We had a date. Today, we shall find God together. That's always the best way to find God, you know. Together, we shall never find God apart. I mean that two ways. I mean we shall never find God so long as we are apart. For the first step in finding that we are not apart from God is finding that we are not apart from each other. And until we know and realize that all of us are one, we cannot know and realize that we and God are one. Our initial dialogue, God's and mine, was concluded just a month ago. I assume this one will go just like the first. That is, I ask questions and God answers, so I guess I'll just stop right now and ask God, right now. The interesting thing about talking with you is that you always leave me with more questions than answers. Now I have questions about politics as well as sex.
Some say they're the same thing, that in politics all you ever do is get...
Wait a minute. You're not going to use an obscenity, are you?
Well, yes. I thought I would shock you a little.
Hey, cut it out. God isn't supposed to talk like that.
Then why do you?
Well, most of us don't.
The hell you don't.
Well, those people who are God-fearing don't.
Oh, I see. You have to fear God in order not to offend him. And who says I am offended anyway by a simple word? Finally, don't you find it interesting that a word some of you use in the height of passion to describe great sex you also use as your highest insult? Does that tell you anything about the way you feel about sexuality?
I think you've gotten confused. I don't think people use that term to describe a glorious, truly romantic sexual moment.
Oh, really? Have you been in any bedrooms lately?
No, have you?
I am in all of them, all of the time.
Well, that should make us all feel comfortable.
What? Are you saying that you do things in your bedroom that you wouldn't do in front of God?
Most people aren't comfortable with anyone watching, much less God.
Yet in some cultures, Aboriginal, some Polynesian, lovemaking is done quite openly.
Yes, well, most people haven't progressed to that level of freedom. In fact, they would consider such behavior regression to a primitive pagan state.
These people you call pagans have an enormous respect for life. They know nothing of rape, and there are virtually no killings in their societies. Your society puts sex, a very natural, normal human function, undercover, then turns around and kills people right out in the open. That is the obscenity. You've made sex so dirty, shameful, taboo, that you're embarrassed to do it.
Nonsense. Most people simply have a different, they might even say a higher, sense of propriety about sex. They consider it a private interacting, for some, a sacred part of their relationship.